Hey, everybody, it's a Chad Wheel. Once again, it's September 2nd, 2013. I'm your host, Dariath, and with me, as always, is Greg. What is hip layered?
You know, I had something to say the last time we did this, but...
Yeah. And we'll continue on, then. And Mason, way to Elfin Hills, way Dota, Ciotti.
The unbearded, the tired, the currently moved in. Just taking all of Greg's lines from the other one.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so yeah. I'm not moved in. I just moved my new apartment. So if anything sounds weird or you hear any banging around, I'm sorry in advance, but you're just going to have to deal with it.
Could be the stripper in the closet.
Could Never be. Know. I didn't get a chance to really sedate her before we started, so she might be a little loud.
You know what? I have been bored crapless the last 2 weeks. That's the one thing about the International. After it ends, nothing goes on. After the teams are like shifting around, there's nothing to watch.
Yeah, I've actually had to play this fucking game. What's with that? Oh.
You know, we had the tournament drops rate increase, and then no tournaments to try to get free shit from. Very upsetting to me.
Volvo, please disband.
I know.
Yeah, it's kind of just the nature, though. I mean, that's sort of what happens after the International. Everyone who plays Dota is so, like, they're so strung up, they really just need, like, some time to not play Dota, which, you know what, fuck them. They should just be playing for our entertainment. What the hell is wrong with them?
Without us, they would be nothing.
I think they can just stop? No.
Do you think all these team shakeups are really needed this year?
Yeah, I mean, as much as any year. Like, team shakeups are just part of the International now. It's just... Because the thing is that until sponsor money for all teams gets to the point where if they don't win the International that they're still making a comfortable living, then, you know, it's going to keep happening.
You got to think of the International as like, you know, the World Series or the Super Bowl, and then those few weeks afterwards are like, you know, it's the trade deadline season, like for any sport. There's rumors going left and right, money changing hands, you know, people supposedly going here, going there. What did people say and not say? You know, it's the same as almost any other sport. It's just a much shorter window.
Yeah, it's basically the off season.
Exactly.
Well, we're going to start off this episode with continuing on team shakeups. We did a ton of that last episode. Oh, by the way, before we continue on, we didn't have an episode last week because my mom had a stroke. She's going to be okay, and I'm not secretive about this kind of thing. So in the end, everything's okay. She's going to be fine. But during the interim of that happening, it was quite a stressful and shitty week, if you will. So that's why we skipped last weekend, because I don't think I would have been a very good host or a very good conversationalist. So, but now everything's better. We're moving on. And we're going to start off with team shakeups, which is kind of where we were at last week. But we've had more happening. And we'll start off with Empire, Mason's
Yay!
Favorite team. Yeah. So, Vangsor, Silent, and Mag went to Empire, while Blow Your Brains left. Mason, why don't you take this one, because you're a fan, kind of.
I'm really thrilled that Vangsor is officially on Empire. I think it's been kind of understood for a while that he'd play for them, and it's nice to see him playing under the tag. I'm thrilled to have Silent back. I really do love him, and I really enjoyed seeing him playing the hard carry role on Quantic, and I think he could do a really good job with that on Empire.
Now, you said back. Where was Silent on Empire before? For the people,
yes, Silent
who didn't
was
know
on.
Much about it.
Silent was on God tier Empire back with a Blow Your Brain Scandal, Silent, Goldblack, and Funnic. So that's before Funnic went to Na'Vi, before Silent and Goldblack went over to Quantic. That was the heyday right there. So Silent is now back with Empire. Probably playing a hard carry role, and I'm really excited to see that. Mag's going to be their offlaner, and I think that'll work out really well.
I don't know much about Mag.
He's a good hardlaner, and it's something that Empire doesn't really have right now, just because, you know, they've... Although it's not official, they're either going to end up probably with Arzard or Sunlight, one of the two, or maybe both, who knows. And those are both support players, so they don't really have an offlaner, so Mag will do well there. I'm really surprised to see Blow Your Brain leave, though.
Yeah, that's exactly what I wanted to talk about. That he's so fucking good.
He was the core.
Yeah, like, when I thought of Empire, I thought of Blow Your Brain, and I would like to know what happened that he's leaving. I mean, I can't imagine a reason that they would willingly let him go.
From what I could gather from a rough translation in the comments of the Reddit post. It was, you know, some sort of mishap between him and the owners and managers of the team. There was a disagreement, not getting along.
He probably wanted more money.
Probably.
Honestly.
But, you know, I don't know.
Would he deserve it, though? I mean,
I think he does.
He was the best player on the team.
I think, well, he was part of that core, you know? And, I mean, him and Scandal were pretty much the last living members of, you know, the glory days of Team Empire.
Yeah.
And, I don't know. Maybe it's just because with the team's recent shuffling around and not really having a solid position, you know, maybe they wanted to try something different. With Silent coming back with a little bit of hard carry experience, you know, maybe they wanted to give him a go. But
Silent's going
to
be playing hard carry?
I think so. They played,
he's played support a lot on like a lot of different teams.
He played the number one position for Quantic, though.
Interesting.
And in all honesty, he did a really good job. And they played some in the big point battle today, and he was playing the number one role. He's kind of a farmer that he doesn't need a lot of space created for him, and he's still going to find his farm.
Yeah, it's because he's used to playing support.
Exactly. So I think he's doing a good job. But I'm really sad to see Blow leave.
That sucks.
Yeah.
That really sucks. I'm sad about that also.
I wonder where he'll end up. You know, I'm sure somebody will
stay. He's going to go somewhere. He is way too good to be teamless.
I don't know. I wonder if XIC Cup might pick him up, since they've kind of been drifting around with their players. I wouldn't. There's still, I think, three of them left that haven't gone to a new team. So I wouldn't be surprised to see them trying to gather players and play unsponsored for a little while rather than just completely, you know, shuffling themselves off to the wind.
Yeah, could be. I think as another player sort of next up here is Arsart. He's speaking of a player who is way too good to not have a team.
Yeah, he's out of Virtus Pro.
Yeah.
But they got a pretty monster lineup coming out.
Their new lineup is fucking sick.
Oh my god.
I should mention that Quantic lost Go Black and Silent, which leads to the next point, that the new VP lineup is God, Go Black, Light of Heaven, NS, and Resolution, aka the Russian Arteezy, is it?
The Russian Arteezy.
Yes.
Yep.
Which is supposed to be amazing. I haven't actually seen him play, though, so that I remember.
This team is going to be unbelievable. Like,
it's terrifying.
My thing about this team, like, the individual skill is very high on all of these players. NS maybe is, like, the weakest, but the experience on this team is, like, unreal. I mean, you've got Go Black, Light of Heaven, who might be the most experienced player, like, in that entire scene. Resolution isn't that experienced, but then they've got God as well, who's, like, you know, all those players have been playing for a really long time. And if this team gets along, I think they're going to be really, really good.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. And I think, unfortunately, I think one of the tougher parts about keeping a stable team in the CIS scene is that there tends to be a lot of drama. I mean, you can just see that from commentators and casters and players saying and not saying things. But if these guys can, like, buckle down and really work together, I mean, this lineup is fucking terrifying.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's probably how I would describe it.
Do you think Goldblack's gonna stick with the captain/drafter role, or do you think maybe Light of Heaven might step in?
I could very easily see a couple of these players drafting. I'm not sure. Goldblack has a lot of experience in that role, but Light of Heaven has a lot of experience in everything. I could see either of them drafting. I could see NS drafting, although I think he's known to be a little bit more unstable, so maybe not. But it's pretty, they have a lot of options. That team is deep. That team is really, really deep.
Yeah.
Now on the IG front, Joe was out of IG, and Chuan actually tweeted out saying "Bye bye Burden" with a smiley face.
This is sort of a not very well kept secret.
Was egotistical? Was that the problem with Joe?
But a lot of people knew that IG were having some very serious internal issues, and there was a lot of speculation like who the problem was. But a lot of people, I think, just didn't really get along with Joe. That's sort of my understanding. So this was definitely not just a a play move. This was a, you know, we just can't play with this guy anymore.
Let's talk about Sylar Howe replacing him.
Yeah, there's some speculation floating around. It seems like Howe is the likely candidate, but I would not count out Sylar, who obviously is teamless now after leaving LGD. So we'll have to see. I mean, my thing about Howe is he's a very good farmer, but sometimes he just like walks out and dies a couple times in a row. Which
I know that feeling.
That will definitely lose you some games. So
it'll be interesting because he's coming over from Tongfu, and mm-hmm. they're always sort of that team that's just underneath the spotlight in the Eastern scene. Like they always do very well in tournaments, but they're sort of always living in the shadow of IG and DK and LGD China. Yep. And so it'll be interesting to see how he steps up into a, you know, tier one under the spotlight team, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's got a lot he can learn from that team too, though, because, you know, he's, I think his weakness comes down to really positioning. And traditionally that's something that IG has been very strong with. I mean, Faith and Juan especially. So,
About this tweet here, when Chuan says, you know, with a smiley face, bye bye burden. I mean, obviously he's referencing Zhou, but do you think this is any way of saying that maybe Chuan might not be leaving?
Because
if Zhou is gone, yeah. You think Chuan's going to stay?
I think that's a fair assumption.
I could see him staying unless something weird happens. You don't want to send out a tweet like that.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone was making this big deal about, oh, people are leaving the rosters, blah, 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 blah. But Chuan's kind of a trolly person. Like, most people have not met him, but he's pretty trolly. Like, I did an interview with him last at TI2, and he said that EG was too easy. So, that kind of gives you you know, he's trolly, so I wouldn't put it past him to do something like that and still be on the team. So I think it's a very real possibility he'll be sticking around. He's an amazing player, and they would definitely be worse off for losing him.
Now, in actuality, there was one big piece of news that came out, or not piece of news, but there was a big discussion about ACE, the Association for Chinese Esports. And I think I want to hit into that next week because we really don't have anything prepared on it, but it's such a huge topic that I was thinking about when we were looking over Zhou and IG and all that, that next week I want to talk about that because there was a back and forth, you know, between Molly and then who's the gentleman? I don't remember the guy who's in charge of ACE. I know of him. I just can't remember his name off the top of my head. But I want to talk about that next week because it's a pretty interesting topic, how they're increasing their tournaments and what they did wrong, what they did right, but I don't want to jump into it unprepared.
Oh, I kind of know what you're talking about.
You know what I mean? I don't want to go into it without doing a little bit of looking up because then I'm talking out of my ass, and I don't want to do that. So moving on. ROTK and Super went to Vici Gaming. Vici? Vici Gaming?
Vici.
Vici?
Oh, I wasn't even right.
Like Avici.
Avici. Now, ZSMJ, CTY, and FY are out. ZSMJ actually, I believe, read today that he's retiring.
He had his moment in the sun, I guess.
Yeah, he tried. They wanted to win the international. They didn't win the international, so he left.
I guess when you're the living legend, you got to give your shot one more time, right? Everybody's got that return, except for Brett Favre, who did it like 8 times. So don't follow his example.
I'm back again. So Ben Bo is now a free agent. And Greg, why don't you jump in this because you know more.
Yeah, so Evil Genius is now, seems like their roster is missing a player. From what I've sort of gathered and heard, it seems like Universe will most likely be joining the team. We'll see. I think he's a really talented player. And they would definitely be better off with him on the team. With Bambo gone, it's very possible now that I think that Demon might be staying. They have talked about the fact that they want an all-North American lineup a couple times, and I think we're definitely going to see that being a reality very soon.
So, Dignitas is pretty much down the shitter.
I was going to say.
Yeah, they're gone.
Because
Dignitas is gone.
Aoi's playing over with Kaipe.
Yeah, Aoi's playing for Kaipe.
So, all who's right, that leave left?
Snake King's gone.
Right.
They're probably just going to get a new team, honestly. Like, well, who unless they want to build around.
Wasn't there rumors about Fogged maybe going to EG as well?
No. From what I heard, Fogged wanted to move to a team where he didn't have to play support. And I don't know what team that's going to be, but...
Maybe Liquid?
And maybe that's not even... Maybe that's not true, but that's what I heard.
So then Demon was basically trolling, we think, when it came to him saying, like... You
imagine
know.
Demon troll. Could you imagine that?
No.
Demon trolling?
I don't know if I can wrap my head around.
He's very serious.
He's one of the more serious players.
I don't know. Maybe he... I don't know. He's probably just trolling. Maybe he was actually going to be leaving, and they changed their mind. Like, who knows, man? NA Dota is... You know the Katy Perry song, You're Hot and You're Cold?
I feel like we're on the brink of the eruption right now. Like, I feel like we kind of get snippets here and there. And
yeah, the Western scene hasn't... Like, yeah. If you guys think the Western scene is done changing, you're not right.
I think they're waiting. I think they're waiting to get their full moment in the spotlight where they can have everybody's attention once everything else sort of dies down.
Well, next week is supposed to be an announcement for... For Na'Vi, right?
Oh, yeah. I completely forgot about that.
The announcement of the announcement.
The announcement.
Yeah, dude. Fucking Alex. Oh, Jesus. He was like, oh, yeah. Here's my announcement of my announcement of my announcement, or something. Next week. It's like, what? Why would you do that?
I wish I was that popular. I could make an announcement of an announcement.
And have it have, like, a front page Reddit post. Speaking of which, are we done with this? Not quite. After this team, this roster thing, we're done with. I have something else I want to talk about.
I have something to add to the roster discussion that I did not write down though. We can tackle that on at the end.
No, do it now.
Okay,
talking about.
I want to talk about Mouse.
Black's out for surgery. Last I heard, rumor.
Something tells me that Mouse is gonna be kaput. I feel like Syndrome wants to try again, but I don't know if he can. I think he does such a good job casting. I could see him turning to that. And
well,
also
they've done pretty well. That's
pretty much always been an option for him.
Well, what interested me was that I don't know if either of you guys watched the ITZO Big Point battle today. But there was an all German team going under God, I can't remember the name of it.
Ublest?
I'm sorry?
Is it Ublest?
Yeah, Ublest. And Alex is playing on that team now.
He used to play on that team.
And who was standing in for him? Fada was standing in for him. Like, standing in for that team. So, as an all-German team, do you think it might be a possibility that some Mouse players might turn to that for sort of a new scene?
Could be. I mean, Alex used to play for Ublest, so that doesn't surprise me. Like, that was his old team.
Yeah. It's a team that I hadn't seen before, so it caught my
interesting.
Eye.
Interesting. So on Join Dota, he's actually listed on Ublest right now.
Who, Alex?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was playing with their tag officially.
Ooh, okay. Yeah, probably then. I mean, Mouse seems to be a team that really can't really settle. I don't know.
They kind of can't catch a break.
Yeah.
They get close to greatness, and they kind of don't quite finish it.
So Kaipe won. Kaipe won this.
Yeah, this is their third big point battle that they've won, I think.
AUI's playing with them as support.
Yep, he's kind of focusing more on like a jungle support sort of role, like Chen, Enchantress, stuff like that. Yeah. He did okay. Like, he did well enough that he wasn't a hindrance to their team, but there weren't any like outstanding performances. But I'll tell you, Kaipe is looking
this
pretty good.
This lineup looks sweet.
I had my reservations about Sing Sing because he's kind of hard to nail down. Because I feel like he is a really good player, but something in my mind just tells me that he's not quite up to snuff with the rest of the professional players that are out there. But when he gets on a team that he really gets time to practice and like get some synergy, he proves me wrong. So I hope he does well.
I think the thing about Sing Sing is he's a very, you know, whether it comes across or not, he's very serious about doing
it. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, he trolls the shit out of his stream, but he is he's very serious about Dota and about the game, and, like, really values a high level of commitment. AUI can say the same thing about. Envy, definitely. So I think this team has a very, like, real possibility of being very, very good. And the thing about AUI, he's such a mechanically good player that I think he'll be able to fit into this role.
But the entire thing of him leaving QPAD when he's one of the co-captains with like a year worth of sponsorship just seemed kind of weird to me. I don't know.
Not really. I don't think that's weird.
I'm still holding off to hear the official announcement that Kaipi becomes the new QPAD Red Pandas.
Well, Wagamama is still streaming as QPAD
right.
Wagamama, which is kind of interesting to me.
And Jerax is still technically on the team, but
right.
I don't think anything more is going to come of that.
I mean, I don't know. Like, that team just wasn't that good. Like,
yeah, no, I agree. But I feel like
I don't really know what else to say.
If the GD Studio is kind of like willing to throw money to sponsor a team, it would kind of make sense for their quote new team to be one that Sing is on that can
this
show.
Studio doesn't sponsor QPAD.
Weren't QPAD they? Well, they QPAD. not sponsored, but
they like managed 25 sort of like arranged it kind of, but they. Good Studio, as far as I know, doesn't like significantly support that team.
Yeah, sponsored was the incorrect word.
So, yeah, but like, I don't. That team just like wasn't good, and was, I don't like. Their roster would have to be completely different for it to be good. Maybe Kaipi becomes the new QPAD, but there are certain North American sponsors who are still cruising for teams, so.
Yeah. Now, Mason, you know more about this. MVP coach, LOL coach, now coach on the Dota 2 team.
I know as much as I saw in the brief Reddit post that was like half in Korean, so I obviously couldn't read it.
How could an LOL coach be coaching the Dota 2? I mean, obviously there's similarities, but...
I feel like a coach for Dota is less about... like tactics in the game itself and more about keeping the team organized and focused. And I don't think you necessarily need specific experience with the game to do that. But I think just what it proves is that, you know, now that Korea sort of has access to the scene, that between this new team and FX Open, you know, I think we're going to see some good stuff coming out of Korea.
We haven't talked about the Nexon thing, have we?
We've not. I believe we hinted at it last week.
Yeah, so this was kind of the thing that I was alluding to 2 weeks ago when I was saying that there was something that was going to be happening.
This is an amazing idea, too.
In the Eastern scene. It's this league, the Nexon League, which is huge. The thing I'm worried about, I've read a lot and heard from a lot of people that Dota 2 took way too long to deploy in like Korea and China.
Mm-hmm.
And like the people there are just playing LOL, like... just like Dota, no, we can't get into Dota. The queues are like 20 minutes long. Blah 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 blah. Yep. We'll just play LOL. It's easier. Which hopefully this league can A, help. B, they'll set up the infrastructure so this league will be more successful.
The idea behind
currently there aren't really any good Korean teams. Like I'll just say it. FX Open is like okay, but they crushed everyone in the last Korean league, but. In the grand tier of like teams, they're not good.
We should mention what exactly is going on with it.
This is
going from memory, but basically there's going to be three seasons per se, and every season the winning team is going to get sponsored. I think it's like 50,000 or 80,000. Their money, it's a million, 100 million won in Korean, which I can't remember. I think it's 80,000.
It's fake money. They don't use real money over there.
Yeah.
Who knows?
But God. They get sponsorship, they get, you know, team house, they get paid to go to tournaments and all that junk. And then...
What does this remind you of, guys? Come on. Destry Sports Knowledge. What league system is this very similar to?
I'm sorry.
Starts with L and ends with CS. It's LCS.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say LCS.
Yeah. This is a very similar system, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
No.
Well, seriously, this system is very similar to LCS, which we've always kind of touched about LCS, but it's a good thing and a bad thing. Having internal support, this is what I was talking about. Teams can now live without winning the international. If they do okay in this league, they win this league, whatever, they get a certain amount of money. This is the kind of thing that can keep teams together for more than, you know, 6 months prior to and after the international. So something like this, I think, is really good Valve has to be collaborating on this in some capacity. Mm-hmm. This is the kind of thing that I want to see in North America.
It's a great foundation.
Someone makes a real league like this that's not just, you know, the one-time prize money. That's the continuous support that can really make teams stick together. Something else we need to talk about this week is MLG.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you're right. You know, there's a lot of teams that they go, you know, all these international or bust teams are basically because, well, if you don't get it, you can't survive on winning nothing. Like, without some sort of...
Yeah, 20% of nothing is
yeah,
nothing,
exactly. So. Like, I wouldn't call it, like, a stipend from some sort of league, but just another means to fall back on so that you're not hoping, well, shit, I hope we win the upcoming big point battle so I can pay the rent this month, you know?
That's kind of hard. This makes it hard to be a pro gamer.
Exactly.
It makes it really hard. LCS is sort of revitalized that. I mean, there are some very bad things about LCS. The tournament exclusivity, the fact that they have complete control over all the tournaments you play in. They can say, no, you're not playing in that tournament because we want your match with whatever, TSM, to be the featured match next week, so you can't play with them. Mm-hmm. Like, that happens sometimes. It's bad. But if you watch LCS, they do a really fucking good job.
They do.
The production is amazing. I hate League of Legends, but they do an amazing job. There's nothing else you can say about it, really. And it's at the end of the day, it's very good for those teams. And it also makes for a very good storyline, which is something that I think is missing in Dota right now.
Yeah, I think it's important.
Rivalries.
That...
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Rivalries, storylines.
Absolutely. And I think we as the viewers kind of have to be okay with taking a little bit of a backseat as far as our entertainment goes for the betterment of the people who are actually trying to make a living off of this, you know?
Is it fair to the other tournaments? Maybe not, but like at some point it's got to be like, well, they're willing to put up way more money than we are, so I guess they get first in line.
Exactly. But also, competition, you know? Maybe it'll...
And it opens up spaces for new teams to show up that might become the underdogs.
Yeah, I'm totally okay with this. I hope it expands. It's awesome.
And MLG is embracing Dota. That also happened.
Finally.
Yep.
Finally. Say what you want, but I think there was some sort of exclusivity agreement that has been preventing them from doing this because I know those guys like Dota. I mean,
yeah.
It's taken so long for them to do this.
They've been circling the drain forever.
Holy shit, it's been taking forever. But now they're finally doing it. They have two events. They've got the Full Sail University one, which is a one-day four-team playoff or something like that. Mm-hmm. It's a small event. It's for like $10,000. It's a significant amount of money. And you can qualify through that online tournament, right?
Yeah, yes, you play through it.
Yeah. And then it's Dota 2, more importantly, is going to be at MLG Columbus, which is traditionally one of the biggest MLGs. They keep going back there year after year. They almost set up a permanent office there. It's a huge event. It's probably going to be really awesome. The team that wins the Full Sail thing gets like a paid invite or something.
Yeah.
And it's sweet. BTS is going to be casting the online portion. Seems like the obvious choice to me.
Probably the live one, I would think, down the line.
Yeah, I mean, I imagine they'll stick with it throughout everything unless something really bad happens. Knowing MLG, they probably covered all the bases. They've only signed for like the first two events or whatever. But I can't see a problem with that. BTS is amazing. They've done great.
Yeah, I think this is really one of those things that any Dota needs. You know, it's a league. It's a local league that people can get to without a lot of hassle, that teams can play in, you know, eventually on like a regular basis for a longer period of time just for the sake of consistency and practice. And it's structured. You know that when MLG picks something up and they're willing to throw money into it and make money off of it, they're not fucking around with it. Like, yeah. They're going to make sure that it's organized and it's done right. And I think that sense of consistency and structure is something that NA Dota needs if it wants to kind of really, really get going.
Okay. Well, I kind of enjoy, I love StarCraft too, and watching MLG and what they do with StarCraft has got me pretty excited about what they can do with Dota. And I feel like, you know, a Friday night Dota or a Saturday night Dota thing where you're like, it actually feels like a televised event that happens on a fairly frequent basis would be pretty awesome if it ever happened down the line.
IGN used to have these things called Friday Night Fights. which was like one of the coolest events, I mm-hmm. thought, because it was, you know, they would bring back the winner week after week, and they would play in this event and compete with each other. Something like that seems pretty plausible for MLG to do.
Yeah.
This was in SE2, obviously, so... MLG was sort of my entrance to esports. The first esports event I went to in like recent times was MLG Providence. I went as a photographer for Team Liquid, so MLG will be to always be near and dear to my heart. I'm angry because now I'm going to have to probably go to this event.
You poor thing.
Yeah, I feel so bad for you.
Aww, so big tough, guy.
I probably will go to Columbus. I can't pass up LAN events. They're way too fun.
Now, on an interesting side note, MLG has actually been dropping StarCraft 2 from their events.
Okay, so the deal with this, so Blizzard, you have to, like, get a tournament license when you run a StarCraft 2 event through Blizzard. Like, you have to pay Blizzard. First of all, you can obviously see how this is unappealing for a company like MLG, because they have to pay to host a fucking tournament, when companies like Riot are paying them to host tournaments.
Yep.
Furthermore, you can only have, like, there are certain restrictions based on, like, whether you can apply or not. And if you guys have been paying attention to StarCraft news, which you might not have been, that's cool. There's a Red Bull event that same weekend. Red Bull applied for the license first. They got the license. That means MLG couldn't. Whether MLG is going to continue doing StarCraft events, I have no idea. But if they'll drop Halo, they'll drop StarCraft, even though StarCraft has really been... you know, it for them, really, for the last two years.
Yeah, absolutely. It really has been.
It's been the core of the event. You go to the events, the StarCraft crowd is always the biggest, always the loudest, always runs out of chairs, takes up the most space. We'll see. Maybe Dota can slide into that role, but I imagine for Columbus, Dota will kind of be at one of the side stages, and regrettably, League of Legends will be at the main stage.
You know what? It's a step in the right direction.
Yeah, I think so.
One thing I want to mention, going back to these roster changes, which is pretty near and dear to my heart, Mushi leaves Orange to go to China. Hasn't said where yet, but he's going to China. This kind of bugged me, because a little backstory is I spent about 6 months total, 4 months and 2 months, respectively, in Malaysia, in Kuala Lumpur, because my ex actually was from there. She's a big douchebag. And a slut. But it's neither here nor there.
Oh, my God.
No, seriously. She was fucking... All right. I found a... I'll tell you a quick story. My wife found a blog, all right? Later on, like, this is like 2 or 3 years after we broke up. My wife is my fiance at the time. She finds a blog online. It is her blog about her being... She was in Canada at the time. And it's about me and everything else. So, like, I'm fixing her screen, like, send her money to fix her screen. And then, like, the next post is her fucking a bus driver. I shit you not. All right. This is the kind of stuff she was doing. It was amazing. All right. So it was.
I think we have similar tastes in women.
Yeah. It was pretty bad. I mean, a bus driver
Jesus.
Blew a guy in the. Never mind. Anyway. So the point is, she was from Malaysia, but I did go to Malaysia and I love the
coming
country.
Full circle here.
I love the country. That's the one thing. I mean, she loved every
but
guy.
Not the women.
But I love the country. All right. So.
Okay.
I mean, I have a huge...
Man, what a long-winded connection that was.
No, really. I
enjoyed it.
I mean, it was pretty good. I mean, I can tell you some stories, all right, but I won't.
It's okay.
I won't. Maybe the Chat Wheel After Dark.
Oh,
the sequel series.
After Hours,
yeah,
Chat
Wheel Uncensored.
The Chat Wheel in Low Priority.
Anyway.
Oh, Jesus.
But I love Malaysia. So... to see him, like, the prime minister brings Orange, the team, like, hey, come here. We're valuing esports. Check this out. And Mushi's, like, this hero to the Malaysian people. And then, like, a week later, like, thanks, guys. Going to China. See you later. Fuck y'all. Have a good one. Pissed me off. Because, I mean, I get you want to go to China and become better, even though China's kind of been lagging behind. And... I get Orange had some certain, you know, they haven't had the best results, but at the same time, they haven't had the best results in the past.
You're right. They didn't win the international. Fuckers.
No. They did pretty well at the international, but they had issues. Fine. You know what? Hold on. As I talk, I will look this up. All right. Orange Esports. All right.
But before that,
they've been having a little bit of trouble. I mean, they've been rocky. I mean, let's see. What did they win last? All right.
Mushi decided to break up with the clean girlfriend, basically.
Fourth
happened.
In Dota 2 Super League. third, third, fourth, third. They didn't get first in anything in this in the last 2 year and a half. All right, they got first in. They did get first in major tournaments. They did get first in AMD Premier League, and then to join Dota Masters 4, which was small time things. They did excellent though. They did excellent in terms of the international. And they did so well that I feel like they could have ran with this team, you know, in their engine.
Is there like a team announced that he's going to? No. Or is he just like, fuck you? I'm
just like China. China is, just like how China is. It's basically just they haven't really announced what they're doing just yet.
I'm still waiting on news of the China super team. Just could burning
happen.
Mushi.
Could happen. I have heard
burning Mushi, Lanham. Maybe Chuan if he decides to leave IG.
I think someone said I read something at some point or something that Ice was going to China.
I heard Ice. Rumors about that too because he's the only one left on Zenith at this point. And so
he's a pretty good player. The Chinese team would be lucky.
Ice is really good. I would like to see a Chinese super team. You know, even if it's some other players as well. I think I'd like to see Lanham come back. I really would. I think he's a really good player, and I'd like to see him on another strong roster like Ehome.
Time for some rich Chinese people to break open the wall.
Exactly. I want to see Chuan, Lanham, Burning, Ice, and another one, and Mushi. Because Mushi can play anything. I'd like to see that team. I don't think it'll happen, but I'd like to see that team.
Yeah. We can all have dreams.
Man. I have a lot of dreams.
Your dream is that the original Empire comes back
together. I have a dream that the original Empire comes back together.
Under the gold
rain that my whiskey never runs out.
Gold rains from heaven, and they win TI4.
Gold is heavy, man. I think you're going to get a concussion from that.
It's worth it. It's worth it to see Empire win TI4.
And all I'm... Man, you guys have these ridiculous demands, and I just want a whiskey glass that never runs out. That's so much to ask
your
for?
Your second wish should be a liver that never dies, too. Got to plan ahead, big guy.
And then, realistically, the third wish should probably be for a dialysis. For
dialysis, sure. Yeah.
Could be.
Kidneys. Could be. My poor kidneys. All right, so moving on to, like, man. Off of the team shuffle, if you will. The scripts and console commands drama. Armlet toggling script. Now, I glance at this, but I'm an idiot. Mason, I think you know more about
this. Yeah, this is something I put in. Basically, I mean, it's something that's been known for a while, that you can keybind multiple actions to one key within the console. And what it means is that there's basically scripts that allow you to press one button and armlet toggle. And I believe the screenshot showed that it was toggled off and back on in 3/100ths of a second.
Yeah, it was 3/100ths.
Which
so
is just
macro, basically.
Which is inhumanly fast.
It's
physically not possible for a human to do, and there's no way that you could react and kill somebody in that small amount of time, in which their health would realistically drop.
Yeah, you can't. It's not. This is the biggest bullshit for me. If they're turning off shit like the range indicator, I don't understand how they could possibly let this like happen. The range indicator is like, you know, say what you will about it, it's an unfair advantage. I don't understand how it's an unfair advantage because it's like a once one.
And everybody has access.
Like a key bind is like, that is bullshit.
I believe Mason.
Man. I hope they turn this off.
I believe Mason actually was a fan of the range indicator because
that range indicator.
Players.
I use the range indicator. It was,
the best
awesome.
Thing in my life. It allowed me to blink at max range without the fucking like reduced blink thing because I went too far. It was really great for offlaning because you knew your experience ring. You could put it to different ranges so you knew where your pudge hooks would be. And like, I can understand people saying, like, well, it makes things, like, too easy. But, like, it doesn't... Like, the difference between this and the armlet toggling script is that...
I would say that the armlet toggling script is, like, a beast.
Exactly.
Yeah. To me, that's... That
a range
like a
indicator
beast.
Is not going to hit your punch hook for you. It's not going exactly. to make you...
If it did, you'd play a much better punch, Mason.
Fuck you. I'm amazing at punch. Go look at my past games at Way Dota. Right. Go look at my past games. I'm pretty sure.
Put some match IDs up, okay? Put some match IDs up.
You know, I will. I'm pretty sure I was 27-5-21 in my last punch game.
And then put one of your worst ones on there, okay?
That we don't want to see.
Okay, that's unfair. That's everyone has bad.
You need to balance it, man.
Anyway, an armlet toggling script, it does it all for you. There's no thinking, there's no skill involved. Range indicators are just guides. They don't give you an unfair advantage over somebody else. I think it was silly to get rid of them, mostly because I'm not good enough to play without them.
Yeah, I like the biggest thing I think I used it for was just like XP range and point.
Yeah, it was perfect.
I didn't see much harm in having it anyway. It's kind of like a guide, you know. But
this armlet toggling,
no, it's abuse.
Not acceptable.
Hopefully, usually Valve's pretty good about responding.
I'm sure
they'll
fix it.
Well,
yeah,
however,
I mean, here I am bitching about it in a week.
On the other hand, there's been, you know, a known thing about, like, invoker hotkeys, basically. Like, using these scripts to auto-cast the correct Quaswex Exhort invoke and invoke the right spell. Like, using a hotkey for Ghost Walk and stuff like that. What do you think about something like that?
I think that's bullshit. I think it should be banned. If you're basically... My problem comes when you're combining multiple buttons down to one button.
Yeah. You don't have to remember anything. Like
the definition of a macro, you know? If you're going from multiple buttons to one button, I think that's bullshit.
Agreed.
You don't have to remember anything either. Like, the point of Invoker is to be a hard hero to play.
I mean, that doesn't make the hero that much easier, to be honest. Like, once you have the mechanics down to Invoker, it's like, you don't even think about, like, you know, I need to cast Ghostwalk.
But there's never any question of you accidentally hitting QWE when, like, flubs and all that stuff. It's a certain level of skill it requires.
That's fair.
Instead of just pushing one key.
I mean, it bothers me. If you're consolidating multiple key presses down to a single key press, you're cheating. Like, stop doing it, asshole.
Don't be that guy.
Yeah, don't be that guy.
I hate those guys. Now, the final topic we have for this evening that's at least...
Oh, no, I have another topic. I want to talk about this first.
Fucking A, Greg.
Okay, so how do you guys feel about r/Dota 2?
I think you're going to have to be a little bit more specific.
I like it a lot, but go on. I don't want to sandbag myself.
You like it a lot?
Well, in what regards are we talking? Are we talking...
If you were to compare the state of the subreddit to what it was a year ago...
I couldn't tell you.
I feel like there's
I think
more...
I understand what your point is, though.
Like,
it's more TMZ-ish.
I have trouble saying this because we're going to get like flamed into the ground.
Who cares?
But, man, it like sometimes, like these witch hunt threads and that shit needs to stop. Like, that is just not
acceptable. I have a pitchfork right by my desk ready at all times.
Yeah. And people like you should use that to stab yourself.
Well, that's just not nice.
At this point, there's no memes, and I'm okay.
I mean,
like, what don't you like, for example? Let's go to the front page right now.
Let's go to the front page, and we'll see what we got here. Wow, that top post is actually a real thing. We'll talk about that.
I really wish they didn't use Volvo, but that's just personal.
Yeah, I saw that.
If you're saying something stupid like Volvo, please disband, go for it. If you want to talk about a serious threat, call it fucking Val, for God's sakes.
Yeah, but the points he made...
Alright, so this stuff doesn't bother me that much, but, like, occasionally, there's some posts on here that are, like, super just, like, headhunting and witch hunting, and I don't know. It bothers me sometimes, and I miss, like, there used to be these things that happened every week that were, like dumb questions
of
the week.
That's still good.
Yeah, but it gets, like, 5 upvotes instead of, like, 300.
No, I know what you mean.
Like, shit like that is awesome. Why is that not on the front page instead of,
there were weekly hero discussions, weekly item discussions.
Yeah, things like that are fucking... There is a hero discussion of the day on here, which I have not seen in a long time.
I've seen it weekly. It's just they get buried in kind of fluff and, I would say, kind of TMZ-ish kind of news, if you will.
Yeah, I mean, I'm probably not a good example because, you know, when I go to r/Dota 2, I'm not really looking for, like, stupid content. If that's, like, it's kind of a brash thing to say. But, like, I'm looking for, like, good discussions and, you know, things that I actually care about. And I don't know. Basically, what I'm saying is it's not that bad yet. But when I compare it to, like, I basically saw, like, the fall of r/Starcraft.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that subreddit is a shit show. And you might say, oh, StarCraft's way bigger. I guess I'm going to tell you, the Dota 2 subreddit has 100,000 subscribers. The StarCraft subreddit only has 153,000.
Yeah, it's only a matter of time.
Yep.
And there are way more users online right now for r/Dota 2 than there are for StarCraft. 2.5 times.
The complaint that I have about the Dota 2 subreddit, I guess, is sort of... It's one that you could say about anything, I suppose. It's that there's a lot of people who like to believe that they know everything and anything and aren't really open to discussion. Like, those weekly discussion threads about heroes, items, builds, whatever, were always great because when you click on them, people are genuinely willing to think about some stuff and consider, maybe this could be better than something else, you know, or something like that. And, I mean, maybe it's a little bit of a personal vendetta of mine because I've been doing, you know, those dual lane guides, you know, the Best Buddies series. And it's just like... I don't know. I hate to see when I go into the comments section because I respond to all the comments on my posts, and to just say like, "Oh my god!" Like, you know, you decided to max Gale on Venomancer, you fucking suck. And it's like, you know, I'll come back with something like, "Well, like this was my thinking and yada yada," but like, you know, different opinions. You can have your opinion. It's just like, no, you have no idea what you're talking about. It's like, your word is not law, and neither is mine. You know.
Something I noticed.
I don't really know what my point is about this. I'm just saying that I do not enjoy going to the subreddit as much as I used to.
There was something I noticed like today actually when I was looking around and I don't want to talk about the person too much because it's a big old shitstorm, but Kelly Milkies, right? Is that how you say it? All right.
Yep.
Everything she puts on air, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent, gets slammed into the ground because I know what her past is.
This is part in part at least what I'm
right, and this is the thing about it. Like, I don't remember what she said. I can't remember. I'm trying to find the thread it was on, but I can't find it. She basically said something like, "You look great, and good job." Right?
And it's like -30 upvotes. You're fucking Kelly Milkies. Fuck you! I hope your family dies.
And then I looked at another post, and she said something like in general, and one guy said like, "You're never going to get anything good here anymore," and it was just like a solid statement of just like he wasn't even being a dick. He was just being like, "Nothing you do here will be worth anything anymore because of what you've done in the past." Is basically what he alluded to, and I was like, "Wow, that's fucking horrible." I mean, mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong. What she did and what she didn't do, I wasn't there. I'm a spectator. And I wasn't even part of StarCraft when it happened. From what I've heard, it seemed kind of shitty. But at the same time, who am I to judge? I wasn't watching at the time. It was before my time. And what does that mean if someone does something in the past? Are they forever judged by the shit they did in the past? That's kind of my thing. Like, if you screw up once, people will never forget. It's like the phrase is, 1,000 attaboys can be wiped out by 1-0 shit. And that's exactly how it is. If you get stuck doing something stupid, maybe she was a complete cunt. I don't know. But if she spent the next 10 years or 20 years working in soup kitchens and helping the homeless and she comes on there and doesn't get any respect for it, that's kind of what bugs me. Now, has she done this? I don't know. I'm not enough of a follower to really tell. But that's kind of the witch hunt mentality that I think you're alluding to, is just because people don't take things at what people say or the points they make. They just downvote based on their own personal feelings about stuff. And that's not how you're supposed to use the downvote system. It's supposed to be, does this contribute? No? Click.
Yeah, agreed. It's like pretty much any time Eternal Envy gets mentioned ever.
I would say that like, part of it obviously has to do with the player base and like the type of people who are going to the subreddit. Like, if you think about what it was a year ago, it was mostly like people who were like not Dota 2 fanboys, but like Dota 2 fans.
Yeah, yeah.
Makes sense.
There's a big difference
in my mind, and like beta testers and things like that. So, you know, they cared a lot more about other things, and now, you know, the vast majority of the front page is like, I mean, like just random shit that I just don't care
and
about.
I want to clarify, by the way, I'm not bashing Kelly here because I don't know anything about her, but she's a perfect point to this kind of issue. It's what she did in the past, I don't know. What she's doing now, I don't know. It just seems like there's a very much a pitchfork, let's go thing about her.
Yeah, what people do to Kelly Milk is fucked up. She's a nice person.
I mean, you've told me that, and I believe you, because I believe you because I know you versus people with just what I read on the internet. Because not everything that you read on the internet is correct or true, I've learned, surprisingly enough.
Really? Where did you learn that from? Should we make – we should make a thread just about that.
See, and mind you, the problem with Reddit I have is that when we put our post up there, it doesn't get upvoted to the top. that pisses me off.
Sometimes it gets way more.
Sometimes we get three. Sometimes we get 30.
Reddit is like the angry wife that just depends on what
I can't make you happy.
That doesn't really – honestly, that doesn't really bother me. What bothers me is like – pretty much what you're talking about with Kelly, like that shit is just so unacceptable. Like, she says she's like used to it and like whatever. You can keep shit talking her, but it's still fucking horrible. Like, just stop. Just stop doing that. Stop being mean. It's the internet. I realize that you think you're anonymous, but
if they're working to make the betterment, if let's say hypothetically she screwed up the StarCraft 2 scene, okay, which I don't know if she didn't, but then she makes the Dota 2 scene awesome. Isn't that a wash? In my mind, it kind of is. Not to say if she did either one of them. I'm just saying, let it go. I mean, it's shitty, but people change. People get older. And I feel like people just never let people get past what happened in the past.
Not on the internet, they won't.
Sometimes they deserve it forever. Sometimes they don't. You know, I don't really think it's one of those things that deserves forever.
All right, that's all I wanted to talk about. Stop being a dick on Reddit.
Just because you can doesn't mean you should.
With great power, with posting, comes great responsibility.
Thank you, Spider-Man.
I'm your Uncle Dar. Uncle Ben. I'm your Uncle Dar. Don't forget that. All right, well, I think we're just about done. I think we've got enough hate mail for this week.
Yeah, I think we're done talking about this before someone throws a brick through my window. It's gonna be a brick, and it's gonna have the Reddit alien on it. It's gonna say, "We know where you live."
Well, apparently, if they threw a brick through your window,
the NSA is tapping our.
Yeah. All right. We do have one more thing that I want to talk about.
Correct. Sorry. Moose leaves Join Dota. He's the founder of Join Dota, and he's still gonna be working for Freaks 4U for about 6 months, I think. He's helped transition and Toby and someone else I can't remember the name of.
Holy Master, right?
Holy Master. We kind of joined together to figure out where to go from here. Greg, have you met Moose in person?
Yes, multiple times. So if you guys, a lot of people don't know who Moose is because he doesn't have any social media. He doesn't really post on Reddit. But Moose is like when you go to join Dota, Moose is responsible for all of that. Everything you're reading, everything you're seeing, ultimately is because of him. He made a post on joindota.com, which if you guys care at all about Dota, I sincerely hope you would go read it. He basically started what we think of as what the start of Dota 2 was. He called Toby and he said, "Hey, I want you to move to Germany." And 10 minutes later, Toby said yes. So that's, not only just testament to Moose, but
and then Toby's batshit insane, but God bless him.
And Toby's, but he's basically, he organized the first international. He was like the head admin. He was responsible for everything that happened at the tournament. And if he is truly, I haven't talked to him since this post has gone up, but if he is actually going to be leaving the Dota 2 scene in 6 months, even if you don't like Join Dota, the scene will be worse off.
Do you think Join Dota will, change directions?
Maybe. Their editor in chief left recently also. Mm-hmm. Sun Tzu. Also left the site. So I don't know. Toby recently has sort of taken the reins as to like organizing the news writers, I know. We'll see how the site goes, but I just want to talk about it. I think it's worth mentioning. Moose is an extremely big deal in the Dota scene. And he's a really cool guy. He was super nice to me at the first international I went to.
I was concerned. I would get concerned when, management changes on things you like. Because, for example, my best analogy for this is Apple with Steve Jobs, which obviously was not by choice. Ever since Steve Jobs passed away, I felt like Apple stuff has kind of gone a different direction. like, I don't know, the iPad 4 coming out with just a lightning dock instead of nothing else. Didn't feel like something that Steve Jobs would have done under his reign. And you have some rumored stuff coming out. But I'm always concerned about when main people and sites leave, things get weird. I can actually source a bunch of other ideas behind this that probably no one would recognize. But that's my concern, that JoinDota will turn into something that might not be as good. But I'm not too concerned about it because Toby's still there and some of the main people are still there.
There's always going to be a transitional period. You know, it's never going to be exactly the same as it was before.
What might
and
have been?
Even if and even if people are on the same general line, I mean, it's not like JoinDota is going to go become a Heroes of New Earth community by any means, at least
the next week.
Cross our fingers, knock on wood. Yeah, really. If I jinx it, I'll be fucked.
Hearthstone.
I'll quit. But people have slightly different directions that they want to go in, and even if it's just a fraction of a hair to the left or the right when it comes to one thing or another, it can lead to minor changes. It can be nothing. So, you know, then the way he phrased it kind of seemed like no one person is going to be taking over JoinDota. It's going to be Toby, Holy Master, and someone else.
There's someone else.
I don't remember.
Jan?
So it's going to be sort of like a holy triumvirate.
Jan, yeah.
It'll be like a holy triumvirate sort of thing. So it's not like one person can go in and just sweep up everything and say, we're doing this now. So I don't think there's too much cause for alarm, but we should be ready for some changes.
Yeah, I mean, he is also, if you guys are used to, you know, the JoinDota covers, the pictures, the videos, he's also responsible for all of that stuff. He does all of that at all of their events. So I just wanted to say thanks to him, man. I mean, he is definitely a significant reason that that Dota is, you know, the way it is right now.
Well, whatever he decides to do, I hope he enjoys himself and doesn't have any regrets, you know? I think that'll be about it. We've had about an hour, which is a good amount of time. Do you have any shout-outs you want to give, Greg?
Shout-out to CyberPower PC. It's all set up in my new apartment. And shout-out to Glenn Fiddick, the whiskey company, for letting me make it through this move.
Mason?
Oh, God. definitely shout-out to CyberPower PC. I can't wait for the day when I get to get a nice, shiny new one, too. Greg doesn't fucking steal all the shit. And big shout out to you guys who come back and listen to us every single week and who, you know, have spoken up for us on Reddit, actually, in those posts regarding, you know, like, what are some good podcasts that we can listen to? You know, we've commented on you guys, but, you know, I'm saying you know too much. We know when we get mentioned and we know when you guys talk about us. And so we're really glad that you want to share something that you like with the rest of it, because that's what we're doing here, which are what we like with the rest of you. So thank you for listening. Keep on listening and keep on being awesome.
Yeah. And someone actually tweeted me and asked why there wasn't a podcast last
week. We're famous. That's it.
Pretty cool.
Well, looks like we're going to scrap the show. We got to go out and infamy. We're done. I've hit my limit. The pinnacle.
We're on rock bottom now. So
CyberPower PC, as always, remember to follow us on Twitter because it's important to some people. You know, people look at it, and the more Twitter followers you have, the more clout you have. So
I'm
feel free to
beating Darius, if anybody wanted to know.
Just
he's
barely.
Mad.
Just barely.
He's mad.
Oh,
fuck
shit.
You, man.
So follow me at WayDota, and don't follow at Darius.
Don't follow Greg. Don't follow Greg.
I'm
That's
at
the important
TV.
Part.
Yeah, don't follow Greg.
He's already got enough.
I'm not sure that's...
He's the mountain we climb.
Oh, man.
That sounds hot.
Weird. Sexual even, yeah.
Anyway, we'll see you next week.
Oh, my God. Oh, turn it off.
That's a turn it off.